Hey there, overthinkers. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another episode of the Overthinking Override, where we ditch the mental clutter and unlock some serious clarity. Today's topic? Stress. Yeah, that sneaky little gremlin that shows up uninvited, messes with our headspace, and makes us want to curl up under a mountain of blankets and binge-watch reality TV. Sound familiar? I mean, who hasn't been there, right? But here's the thing. Stress is like that stubborn house guest you can either let it take over your entire living room or learn how to manage it so it doesn't wreak havoc on your sanity. Let's face it, life throws curveballs at all of us. Deadlines looming, relationships testing our patience, and the never-ending scroll for social media that just amplifies the FOMO fear of missing out. But guess what? You don't have to be a hostage to stress. We're diving deep into how to understand it better, recognize its signs, and most importantly, equip ourselves with practical tools to manage it effectively. Ready to reclaim your calm? Let's get started. First up, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, understanding what stress actually is. It's not just about feeling overwhelmed or anxious, it's a physiological response triggered by perceived threats or demands. Your body goes into fight or flight mode, releasing hormones like cortisol that can lead to those familiar butterflies in your stomach, racing heart, and maybe even some sweaty palms you, right? Second, we gotta learn the language of stress. Ever felt like you're on edge, snapping at everyone, or procrastinating on everything? That's your body screaming for help. Recognizing the signs is crucial. Are you experiencing persistent fatigue, headaches, digestive issues, or difficulty concentrating? Pay attention to these signals, they are telling you something needs to change. Now let's talk about strategies. Think of it like a mental toolkit. We need to equip ourselves with some awesome tools to combat stress. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, and regular physical activity can work wonders. Seriously, those endorphins are your best friends. When was the last time you went for a walk in nature or simply took a few minutes to focus on your breath? Another tip: prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, connect with loved ones who uplift you, and don't be afraid to say no to things that drain your energy. And finally, remember the power of perspective. Sometimes a little shift in thinking can make all the difference. Instead of viewing stressful situations as insurmountable obstacles, try reframing them as challenges that you can overcome. You're stronger than you think. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're running late for an important meeting. Traffic is jammed, your phone battery is dying, and you just spilled coffee all over yourself, classic. That's a recipe for stress overload, right? But instead of spiraling into panic mode, take a deep breath. Remember those tools we talked about. Pull over to the side of the road, do a quick mindfulness exercise, or blast your favorite empowering playlist. You might even have time for a 5-minute meditation. When you arrive at the meeting, you'll not only be calmer, but also radiate that I've got this energy. See? Stress management in action. So remember, overthinkers, stress is a part of life, it's inevitable. But it doesn't have to control your life. By understanding its triggers, recognizing the science, and implementing effective coping strategies, you can regain control and navigate those challenging situations with grace and resilience. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Understand what stress is, learn to recognize its signs, equip yourself with management tools, practice self-care, and cultivate a positive perspective. These are your secret weapons to conquer stress and live a more balanced, fulfilling life. Now go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with a friend who could use some stress-busting wisdom. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those spirits bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.